Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. We're launching into the second hour of the program here. 1-855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can control the content of the website. So what you see on there when you're there on the main page, those numbered items that go down the page, those numbers are votes, votes by listeners just like you. And the articles, the items that you see there, maybe they're news articles, blog posts, YouTube videos, whatever, those were placed there by listeners like you. So all of that content created by the listener. And that's a little different from your typical talk show website where they tell you what's important, what they think's important. This is the reverse. You tell us what you think's important, and then we're more likely to talk about it. So you can submit whatever you want to the site. It gets voted on. You can cast votes up or down. And the most voted up make it from the upcoming stories page where everything appears to begin with. And then they get promoted to the front page if they get enough votes. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Derek J.
All right, we're going to continue.
Derek J!
It's great to have Derek back. I am as excited. And you're going to be here. Maybe you want to come back on Friday, this next Friday?
I would love to.
Okay, great.
Let's do it again.
I like it.
We shouldn't be hungover, though, next time.
Are you hungover still?
Hey.
Well, I was kind of drunk until noon, so.
We had a good time.
I heard y'all were up late last night.
Yeah, you know.
Or early this morning. Right. I got it into my head, like, at 4:30, like, we should make some food.
Party never stops.
Usually that helps with the whole hangover thing, right?
No, but I was still drunk, and then right. It just, like, and it was hot, too. It was, like, what, like, 95 degrees or something? Yeah. You probably didn't even go outside in the vampire.
I got up in the morning today, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, let's go to Sam. He's on the line in Utah. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I was going to call about the inflation, but I wanted to say I just watched Derek J's movie, and you slice through keen like a hammer, man.
Hey, thanks, Sam.
You slice through keen like a hammer? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I've never heard that expression before.
Sounded good, though.
So you watched Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, just to make sure our listeners know what movie you're talking about. It's a full feature-length documentary film that is available for free to anyone who would like to see it over at victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch it on YouTube in HD. You can also download it via torrent if you're into the torrents and get your copy that way. So glad to hear that you enjoyed it, Sam.
Yeah, about this inflation, I think basically we can boil it down to the corn subsidies. Because all our food eats corn, like cows eat corn, chickens, pigs, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the government subsidizes this corn to turn it into gas. So they're turning our food into gas with government subsidies.
That does make it more expensive. Is that what you're saying, Sam?
Yeah, that's why, you know, inflation, if they, well, you know, just the food, well, the dollar isn't worth anything either, but.
Well, I don't think you can place the blame on just the corn. I mean, if anything, as you're pointing out, it's subsidized, so therefore it's not at being sold and bought at its actual market rate.
No,
I think that.
But there wouldn't be. That's so skewed because there wouldn't be that much corn if it wasn't being subsidized. Farmers are being paid to not grow other things.
That's true.
And there isn't a market demand for that corn if Monsanto was removed from the equation, and if the government wasn't insisting that, you know, we have fuel efficient cars that can run on ethanol and et cetera, et cetera. So just that government involvement from the inception created a false
you got
demand.
Corn syrup as well, which is also essentially a product that exists because of tariffs on sugar.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you've also got another wrench in the works where the U.S. legislatures say that 40% of corn production in the U.S. has to be given to ethanol. So it has to be used as a fuel source, right? Instead for cars rather than human bodies.
So today I bought some fuel injection cleaner for my motorcycle and some additives because the ethanol is so terrible on the engine. So now it's created a demand for these additives as well. Isn't that nice?
Well, broken windows create jobs.
Yes,
Michelle,
that's right.
Sam, further thoughts?
Yeah, that's what. Basically, what I was saying, you know, if the government wouldn't subsidize and mandate that 40% of our our corn go to gas and all this, I don't think there would be such an inflation on food, because that's why, like, if you go to the store and try to buy beef or something, it's going higher because the feed is costing so much. It's
don't buy corn-fed beef. Don't buy corn-fed beef. Buy grass-fed beef.
So what's your prediction, Sam, for next year's pork and beef prices? What are you thinking with the drought we've had in corn? Are they going to be able to feed these animals? Are they going to have enough?
Well, if they quit using it for gas, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, the corn, you know, the agriculture lobby is so heavy in Washington. And that's one of the major bills that goes through Congress is the farm bill. Every year, there's a, you know, they have to pork up the farm bill.
I don't know about
you. Corn lobbyists happy.
I think odds are pretty unlikely that anything like that's going to change.
I heard you. Sam, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, again, your thoughts are welcome, your observations, experiences. You know, what have you seen in the grocery store? You know, one of the things that I think some people don't notice about going to the grocery store is this tactic that the food manufacturers utilize to try to hide inflation. And it's
like smaller portions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So try this next time you're at the grocery store. Try to find an 8-ounce yogurt. Try to find it.
What?
Yogurts used to all be 8 ounces. They used to, except for like Yoplait.
Yoplait was that,
but
right.
Most yogurts, store brand, private label yogurts, lots of yogurts.
Yeah, they used to be those big containers.
Cups.
They were like,
sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay.
Now
so.
They're 6. Mm. And I watched it happen as major manufacturers changed from 8 to 6. I noticed that the store brand that I bought was still 8. And I wondered, well, you know, when's this going to change? And sure enough, they changed over to the 6-ounce yogurt cup. Now, the price stayed the same. So what they
right.
You know, it's a neat little trick they have where it's a, if it's a 50-cent cup of 8, you know, 50 cents for 8 ounces of yogurt, then it becomes a 6-ounce cup that, you know, kind of looks like a 8-ounce
cup. So you have to look at
cup.
The price per ounce as opposed
right.
to the actual price to see whether or not there's been a change.
Exactly. And you just kind of have to be aware of the size of the container in the first place, tip you off to even be aware of the change.
I would prefer that there be smaller portion sizes, mm-hmm. and, you know, that, you know, suits me, but then I'm a pretty small person, so that would work out okay.
Yeah,
but
I
what I don't want to see is I don't want to see a lesser quality of food. And
right.
that was one thing. There was a
happening too.
A restaurant, yeah, that the kids and I used to go to that was, you know, it was like fast food, but it was healthier fast food, you know, and you went through a line and got like taco kind of things and you'd say, okay, I want lettuce, I'd like tomato, you know, and you'd
right.
go down the line. And well, we were in Alabama and Tennessee, we used that restaurant and as prices, you know, skyrocketed back when gas went up to $5 a gallon 3 or 4 years ago, and we saw food prices shoot up, I kind of started watching, and I would ask the managers and store owners what they were going to do as a, you know, a defensive measure against this so that they could maintain their profit margin. And I said, are you going to make smaller portions or less lesser quality, or are you going to raise your prices? And no one was going to raise prices. All of them were either going to buy cheaper. Yep.
It would be suicide with all those people out of work.
Yeah.
I mean, the,
right.
the business would go under if it
but
raised
it does,
prices.
But it does end up, you know, costing more. You know, I have
they
huge
have
grocery
to.
Bills, but I don't have medical bills.
It has to cost more because you can only cut so far.
Yeah.
You can only cut the size of the product so far, and you can only cut the cost as the quality of the product so far.
But some things can change that are easier to change, like getting food that's local, so it doesn't have to travel as far. The price of gas doesn't factor mm-hmm. as much
yeah.
into it. So I mean, the manufacturers
food
are able co-ops to cut
and things
costs
like
in,
that.
Yeah, in those sorts of ways.
But then the government's making that illegal to have, you
You're
know,
right.
sell your raw milk or whatever to your neighbor.
And to be a part of a co-op and own part
They're
of a cow.
They're putting a squeeze on us.
A squeeze. You can take control of the airwaves here. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Whether it's your grocery store observations or other, you know, whatever else you want to share about the economy or whatever happens to be on your mind. Still to come, the story that we promised you last night, we never got to, the Marines being sent in to fight drug dealers, apparently, in Mexico. Michelle's going to tell us about it next.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. Bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by Friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com here with you tonight. It's Ian.
Michelle.
And Derek Day.
And are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com is family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. So some of their prices are so low that we can't even talk about them on the air. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Toll-free number, again, 1-855-450-3733. We've been talking about the economy, but that's not all that's in play as far as the news is concerned. Michelle, you had a story last night that I was interested in hearing. We just took too many calls, never got a chance to get to it because, well, we'll take your calls first over the news. So go ahead with what you wanted to share.
Well, Guatemalan President Otto Perez Molina said that his country is not going to do what the United States says. Quote, "We are doing what we have to do." In other words, decriminalize drugs.
Wow.
Heroic.
But Molina has also emphasized cracking down on the cartels and a mano dura, or iron fist approach to crime. So he's kind of pandering to the Americans, the American government anyway, because the United States' response to that, for although the decriminalization of the drugs would certainly affect our economy a great deal because we wouldn't... We wouldn't necessarily need all those Border Patrol people, et cetera.
Mm. Decriminalizing drugs would also really help the economy in a lot of ways. I mean, if you decriminalize drugs, it takes it out of the black market and puts it into the legitimate market, meaning all the drug manufacturing, distribution chains, all of that business can go above board. And
absolutely,
that means people would get hired for jobs that wouldn't pay $100 an hour like you could make as a drug dealer.
Right.
It would pay regular rates for manufacturing and distribution. So
sure,
all of that extra money that drug users are currently paying for their inflated prices of the drugs would be able to go into buying other things. In theory, they could, maybe go to pay the rent or pay the power bill or pay, the increasing grocery bill.
Mm-hmm.
So decriminalizing drugs would be a huge boon to the economy. Huge.
Well, what Guatemala is allowing is for the United States government to send 200 Marines down who are going to be allowed and encouraged to confront the Zetas. Zetas, Z-E-T-A-S. They are the primary drug cartel in that area. They are mostly in the northern region where there's a lot of gun and drug trafficking.
My gosh, so they're sending Marines after a gang?
Yes.
That's alarming.
And although they're not supposed to initiate force, they're not supposed to shoot first. It says Marines can't technically use their guns except in self-defense. However, what's going to be done is they're going to draw out an attack so that they can in turn...
So they're baiting them.
Yes, exactly.
Whoa.
Yes.
That doesn't sit right with me. I don't know. It just seems like they're provoking the violence. I realize, these Zetas people are a gang and, they probably hurt innocent people. But, gosh, is sending a group of thugs around with guns the right thing to do? Is that the right response to... fight violence with more violence?
Right, and this comes on the tale of a pregnant woman being shot and killed and another bystander by U.S., I believe it was CIA down there as part of the crackdown on drugs. There was a shootout and a chase, and there were two undercover CIA agents who tried to run, and then there was a shootout that ensued, and so all the CIA agents and everything ended up being fine, but there were two pedestrians or whatever. One was a pregnant woman who were shot and killed.
So I don't get it. If they're decriminalizing drugs, why is it the military's there fighting the war on drugs?
Wait, did you want something to be rational and logical?
I just want to make sure I understood. I mean, sometimes I'm distracted by, technical things here running the board. Really?
It sounded like they were sending the Marines down because the Zetas are a scary gang and they hurt people, not because they're dealing drugs, right? That was the impression I got, that the Marines were there to... root these people out. It sounded like they were just sending them down to kill them.
The operation started earlier this year in January, And it's much larger than just the Marine contingent. It involves the Navy, the Coast Guard, and federal agents who are working with Guatemalans to block drug shipment routes. Yes.
Another war?
Exactly. Yes. Thank you, everyone, for paying for this, because I think it's really valuable.
How many wars do we have going on now?
I think it's 8.
500?
I don't know about you. I'm not involved in any wars.
Well, okay, so I said we, but I really meant how many wars...
Tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah,
right?
Am I supposed to be paying for here?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Well, I guess it's finally become a war, right? Because one of the things I've said about the drug war is that the government guys better count their lucky stars that the Zetas and these other gangs aren't actually interested in having a war. They're mostly interested in selling drugs. If they were interested in having a war, then they'd have a real tough time on their hands. Because it's true that the drug gangs in Mexico and, you know, some drug dealers in the U.S. are violent people. They will use intimidation and violence to get their way. They'll protect their territory with violence. There's no doubt violence is part and parcel of, especially at the higher levels of the hard drug markets. That's all true, and that's because of the black market. It's because of prohibition. It's one of the consequences of it. But they're not at war. The Zetas aren't at war, and the other, you know, drug dealing folks out there aren't at war. They might be fighting with each other over territory, but they're not at war with the U.S. government, and they're not at war with the Mexican government. Because if they really were at war, then they would be attacking their enemy. They would be actively taking out the police, actively taking out, you know, the state cops and the federal cops of Mexico.
Well, they did just behead, you know, 40 people and leave their corpses in a...
Well, how many of those 40 people were innocent people as opposed to actual cops?
Right, they were civilians, actually.
Right, that's what I'm saying. There's no war on the police. So,
right.
Like, the cops like to talk tough about how we're the war on drugs, the war, we're warriors, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if you were actually in a war, you'd be losing, because the drug dealers are more, you know, they're more effective with the money. That's the reason why they're having to bring in the military into this picture, because, obviously, the Guatemalan... cast of characters down there can't handle whatever conflict it is they have with these people, so they're bringing in the U.S. military because they're better funded. But ultimately, the drug dealers are making billions and billions of dollars, so they are very well funded. If you want to fight the drug dealers, you will have a war on your hands, and they might come out on top. I mean, what do you think? How do you think it's going to go? Like, you look at the U.S. military over in Afghanistan.
Well, think about prohibition and alcohol prohibition back in, you know, the 20s. It didn't, you know, certainly, you know, they ended up kind of, you know, directing the guns toward police, but...
Well, buy-offs are more effective,
yes,
and that's
exactly
the way things tend to go in the drug war, is they buy out the governments and they buy out the police because it's more affordable to buy them off and have them look the other way than to get in an out-and-out firefight with these guys. But if they do want a war, and it seems like that's what the U.S. military is doing here, they might just have one on their hands. Well, I'd like to hear more about the story here in moments. More coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. 855-453, that is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Do head over to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. News updates are available. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first. If you're on the news list, you can go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our emails. It's kind of the classic way to be kept in the loop. But also you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And if you do that, you'll also get updates during the show. And I have to admit, I've been dropping the ball. So I did hoot something out to both Twitter and Facebook a few moments ago.
You hooted
it? Yes, I hooted, which means it goes both simultaneously. Go to news.freetalklive.com.
Both simultaneously is called being hooted or hooting. Like,
he hooted.
I have hooted.
He hooted.
If I were hooting right now, it would be present tense, so I have hooted. And so we're doing more
That's
of that now. We're doing more of that than ever. And you can go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. Well, you see, Hootsuite is the website that we use. And it's an owl is their character that they use. So
great.
It's hooting. All right. So we're talking about the war on drugs, and we're going to continue that conversation here in a moment. But I want to remind you that mailtojail.com is making it possible to donate directly to your favorite political prisoners using bitcoins. Now, right now, Ademo is the only one on their list. Thank goodness. You know, there aren't more people than Ademo in our little movement that are currently festering in a jail cell. But he is there, and he's probably going to be there for another month and a half if everything pans out as it's expected, which means he's got plenty of time to read your letters. And we were just talking during one of the breaks about how he really would like to get mail from people. So if you would like to mail a demo to write him through the mail without having to actually go through the hassle of finding an envelope, addressing it, putting a stamp on, you know, going through that whole dropping stuff in the mail process. MailToJail.com cuts out all those steps for you. All you have to do is write the letter. That's all you have to do on their website at MailToJail.com. You write the letter, you submit it, and then Mail to Jail and their wonderful crew of whoever it is that they've got doing those things will take care of the hard work for you. So if you feel like sending money to a demo, they'll accept donations for them. You can also, of course, use your bitcoins to send donations directly to Mail to Jail because, you know, it's not free to send things in the mail, and they do have overhead costs like printing costs and envelopes and things like that. I sent them 2 bitcoins the other day, which at the current rate of bitcoins is just over $20, so just to help them cover some of those costs. You can do that, too, over at mail2jail.com. And that message is brought to you by MemoryDealers.com. Great supporters of Bitcoin over at Memory Dealers. If you need optical transceivers for your networking equipment and you want to support Liberty at the same time, get them from MemoryDealers.com. Of course, Memory Dealers also accepts Bitcoin as payment as well. So, back to the story about Guatemala, Michelle. You're telling us...
Yes, I misspoke, actually, in that last segment. I said that it was Guatemala where the shooting had taken place. It was actually Honduras. So on the night of May 11th, Honduran troops, along with Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, agents allegedly killed 2 civilians. I don't know why they say allegedly. They did kill 2 civilians, possibly 4, according to a local account, including a pregnant woman. According to a local report released this month by the Center for Economic Policy and Research, Honduran troops and U.S. agents seized a boat on a river containing cocaine near the town of Aguas. When another boat containing civilians rammed into the first boat in the darkness.
Oh, no.
DEA
on accident,
agents,
presumably.
Exactly. Wait until you get the kicker, though. DEA agents and Honduran troops circling in a helicopter then fired on the second boat. The U.S. has denied that any of its agents took part. Now, how can the U.S. deny that? Because the DEA isn't a military organization and that the shooting was a... How do I explain this? The argument is that the United States government military was not involved, and therefore the United States government wasn't involved, even though the DEA is a government agency. It's not a military organization.
Yeah, they're the government. Case closed. There's no question.
I know. The way they invent and reinvent the definitions of words to the point where you cannot possibly get through an article or a mainstream news, you know, cast of anything and have any sort of clear understanding of what actually happened.
Not only are all of their words doublespeak, Michelle, their actions are just totally beyond the pale for me. And it's totally amazing. What are they doing sitting on this boat in the dark, just taking uppers and steroids? I mean, they're so trigger happy. Well, I can't imagine. So a boat bumps into them and then they start
If you're in the Marines, you join the Marines in order...
Because you're already trigger happy,
or what? Am I allowed to say the SH word?
No.
Okay. No. Okay. Because I was gonna. Okay. Yeah. I know there's some words I can say and some that I can't. Okay. So every person who I've ever known that's been a Marine has said the same thing. You join the Marines to shoot people and blow blank up.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Stuff up. Right. That's why you join the Marines. You would join the Army if you wanted to go take people water after a hurricane or a. Or something, you know?
Well, plus, military members are no stranger to drug use. I mean, drug use has been a problem with the military for a long time. You know, go back to Vietnam War and beyond that.
They're being given nano drugs now.
What?
So that, yes, it's actually like basically tryptophan, but whatever. I mean, it's a drug. And the way it's being used, and that is to cause them to not have a desire to commit suicide.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I hope it works. These poor people. More troops are dying by suicide than in battle right now. And
more have died by suicide. That's correct.
You mean over in Afghanistan and Iraq?
More troops and vets have committed suicide and have died as a result of that than have died since, I believe, Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, since Desert Storm?
I believe so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, suicide is a real problem in the military right now. And who can blame these people?
Sure.
I mean, they're stuck in this situation. They were lied to about what they were going to be doing over there.
I'm sure they're fed psychotropic drugs, you know, like Jacob's Ladder. I don't know if you ever saw that movie back
in the day. No, it's a freaky movie. Yeah, I haven't seen it as an adult, but I remember watching it as a teenager, and it was freaky.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's any secret that the U.S. government experiments on, you know, what they consider to be their property.
How much anthrax can you handle? Or like when they take them at boot camp and they gas them?
How could this be attractive to anyone? How many lies do you have to be fed to think that this is the right thing to do with your life?
You really have to believe the line that you're fighting for freedom. I mean, you've got to believe that thing hook, line, and sinker. Otherwise, you'll do what James did, who's a new mover to Keene. He quit.
What?
Yeah.
He quit the military?
He did.
I thought you couldn't do
that.
He's
a hero.
That is heroic, and he probably spared his own life in the process. But so I thought you weren't allowed to say no.
That's like, what I thought, but it's not true, I guess.
So he's not AWOL?
No, he quit.
Hey, all you people committing suicide, there's another way out. You got to talk.
Of course,
to this
we know Dale, who's formerly on this show, now the host of Flaming Freedom.
That's right.
He also left the military, although he didn't exactly quit. He kind of got gayed out. Military.
Yeah,
another way out.
We don't get that out anymore.
Right.
That was what I was always hoping for a draft. You know, hey, sorry.
Yep.
But yeah, no, I can't imagine anyone would still sign up, and yet we're on an all-volunteer army. Just
give them time. They'll change that.
Okay, but look at what they're doing. Hey, do you want to go into Guatemala and Honduras and bust up some gangs?
I mean, yeah, because they're believers. People? They're believers.
In
they think
what?
Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad.
And drugs are bad for you, and drugs cause people, it's causing the United States students to have such low test scores. It's causing divorce. It's causing whatever. And who's behind that? The Christian right. So let me get this straight. You can't get an abortion if you're raped, according to this new guy running for, you know, that's once again running for Senate or whatever, because your body actually, if you really didn't want to be raped, then your body would have released a chemical that would have, like,
wait, what?
Prevented,
oh, you didn't hear about this?
That would have prevented you from getting pregnant, but, so you can't get an abortion, but your tax dollars, little Mr. and Miss, you know, goody two-shoes Christian out there, just were used to kill a pregnant woman in Honduras. How do you feel about that? She wanted to keep her baby.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-3733. Well, in those people's minds, Michelle, people that don't live in the U.S. aren't real human beings.
And they're brown.
She probably deserved it.
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. Your thoughts on the war on drugs, being in the military, or whatever's on your mind, you can take control. It is free. Talk Live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you could be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
That- That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one, or safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want, toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We give it all away, and if you like the show and you like the fact that the website features are free, then you are invited to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can do it for $3 a month. And what happens with that $3? It gets tossed in together with other people's $3, and then it's invested into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and you like Free Talk Live, it's a great way to support the show. It's really important. It makes a big difference for Free Talk Live. When you go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up, we also give you perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, the forum, and more, the special amp forum. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun, Daryl's in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daryl.
Yeah, so you're talking about why people join the military. Well, I joined the Navy. And the reason why I joined the Navy was that they were going to teach me a trade that I could get. And plus, I was going to, you know, go to college, which I did too. And they told me on this nuclear power program, which was very difficult, and which is, I ended up failing out, thankfully. And but I was an electrician by trade, so my job wasn't to go out and kill people. My job was to go out and fix them.
Well, certainly fixing things is better than killing them. I totally understand that.
Did you get to use your skills later, Daryl? The skills that you picked up in the Navy, were they useful to you?
They have been. The skills I have been useful in certain things.
But is that the job that you ended up
in? There was a job with those skills once I got out. And then also I can use my skills around the house. In addition to that, I got a little bit slightly stuck. One of the things that I'm most proud of, the things that I did do in the Navy, was on my last ship, that our ship was actually able to rescue two stranded sailboats on an underway one time.
A lot of people don't have that experience, though. They are told something about, you know, what things are going to be like in the military, and then they find out they were lied to, or they find out that the things that they learned are not applicable in the real working world, and that basically they blew, you know, 4 years of their life And then there's also the fact that they could have possibly perished, or and or the things that they did do helped assist the killing of innocent people. So to me, it doesn't seem worth it. You can get experience on the job in whatever industry you want to work in, and you don't need to go to the military to do that.
Yeah, the funny part is, once I retired, I really didn't keep that job, and I'm now working the IT field instead of being an electrician.
Mm.
So, I mean,
you did go in
20 years, and I hated most of it. So.
Okay, so let me ask you something, because we haven't really touched on it yet. Do you think it was moral that the government offers to train you in exchange for your service at the expense of the taxpayer, whether the taxpayer wants to pay for that or not?
At one time I would have said yes, and today I'm questioning whether that's good or not, because I have signed up for the Free State Project. I am a libertarian.
Excellent.
And the more I look at it, more like, you know, why should people be forced at a point of gun to pay for stuff that they don't want to pay for? And so I do have a... It's one thing where I can take advantage of. The other thing is, like, well, people being forced to pay for stuff they don't want to pay. But,
yeah, I mean, I think it's great, Daryl, that you got all this wonderful training that you've found useful in your life. If I want to get training, I have to go to a school and I have to pay for it. You know, people don't all get the opportunity to have that paid for, but the military is one of those places where they say, oh, yeah, here's all this great training, and you don't have to foot the bill. So I find that offensive. It sounds like that's what you're saying is your new impression. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, one thing is, a lot of people don't realize that in the military, in the Navy, there's a lot of hard work on a ship. Like, I was on one carrier and three small ships, and I worked harder as an E-6 on a small ship than I did as an E-5 on a carrier. And I will tell you, we're working, you know, sometimes 18, 20-hour days, basically watch staining, also doing repairs and maintenance. And to me, watch staining was sitting in front of a console watching an electric generator.
Watching an electric generator. Boy, that sounds really gripping.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing that guys do at power plants. You sit there and you watch the gauges. Sometimes
gotcha.
You have to bring power plants online, shut them down.
That's what I do as a mom at this point. People are like, what do you do? I'm like, I just sit around and make sure the house doesn't get burned down.
I actually think
that there is a valuable service that is required that, you know, some might consider just babysitting. However, I just happen to like it when those jobs are fulfilled and offered in the private sector and, you know, don't involve coercion.
Daryl, did you ever hear about the spendex in the Navy? Do they have those in the Navy?
Say that again?
A spendex?
I don't recall that.
That's something I heard about from Silver Dave. He's somebody who was in the Marines previously, and I guess like Special Forces. I think that's the Army. Actually.
Mm-hmm.
But they had this thing they called the Spendex, where it would be the end of the year, they would be ready to...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, we didn't call it that. It's at the end of the year, if they haven't used all the money for that particular department, they divvy it out to the different commands, and they go and try to spend all that money.
Yep.
That happened every year. What I did is I went and got the tools and the parts I needed so I can keep my electrical systems up around the ship.
Right, and in his case, with the Special Forces, apparently they would have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of rounds of ammunition that they would have to essentially expend in order to get more or the same amount next year. So basically they would just blast through thousands of rounds of ammunition on a firing range with a bunch of guns, and he described it. It was an amazing interview that I heard him and Bo Davis doing a few weeks ago, where essentially, you know, they were firing rounds through machine guns at such a fast clip that, I don't know if you've ever fired a machine gun before, gets pretty hot pretty fast, and, you know, you can't even touch the gun at a certain point, so they'd have to actually change out the guns. So they were just running through clip after clip after clip after clip of bullets and just firing them down the range so they could order a bunch more the next year, have the same size budget.
Where else but in the government is such waste rewarded?
Nowhere.
With more money?
Nowhere. In fact, I remember years ago we had a guy, before I knew that it was called the Spendex in the Army, we had a guy from the Navy call and say they just shoved tools off the side of the boat so they could get new tools the next year.
They hate us for our freedom, people.
Yeah.
No, that's just a waste to get rid of good tools.
Yeah, but they had to because they wanted to keep their budgets.
What business?
They do that with food, though, and they did it with the cars for clunkers and all kinds of stuff. The idea is, you know, back to the whole broken window theory, you know, that we've got to destroy something so that we can create more jobs.
Well, Daryl, thanks
one thing is they're doing the military thing, and the way is thankfully they're doing this, they're making them prove that they need the money now, because we have to show our man hours to get the people on board the ships, not just say we need this, we have to show it. And that's one thing I was good at.
I doubt that's improved very much, though. I mean, they still have the same incentives to pad their budgets and make sure they get as much or next or more the year after that. And Daryl, glad to hear that you're joined up with the Free State Project, and appreciate the call and the information tonight. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Michelle, is there anything else that we need to know about what's going on in Guatemala? It sounds like a confusing situation. You've got the Marines have been brought in to fight this the so-called Zetas, this drug gang, but at the same time, the president of the country is talking about doing drug decriminalization.
Correct.
So I don't get it.
It's not for drugs that they're going after this gang. It's for violence, isn't it? I mean, that's the impression I got, that America, world police, we're going to come in and stop these criminals.
Right. Some of the problems, though, with that is that the enemy is largely indistinguishable from the civilian population.
Sure. Oh, geez.
You know, drug dealers don't wear uniforms.
Right, exactly.
Well, sort of.
And so, you know, when are you supposed to, as a military personnel, when are you supposed to engage combat against a civilian?
Well, if somebody's shooting at them, then they have the permission to engage, right?
If someone's shooting at them, but, okay, so has Congress declared war? Not that I buy into the whole Congress has to declare war, blah, blah, blah.
If they've declared war, then they could go in and shoot.
Right.
They could shoot first if the war was declared.
So now they can just do this on self-defense, but...
That's what they'll claim.
Right, Obama sent these 200 additional Marines down to assist with the others that started in January.
So how many Marines are in there now? So you've got 200 that just went down to join others that were already there?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
So hundreds more, presumably?
I guess so, yeah.
There are no rules. They can just do whatever they want. They can deploy, you know, any number of people to any part of the world to point guns at regular people.
And they can get some drugs, too, because, you know, once they take out the drug gang, the drugs will still be there. And so they'll be able to get some drugs and send them to their buddies in the Secret Service so they can have some cocaine with their hookers that they like to have, as we've learned recently from news articles.
Shocking.
Hour number three is on the way here. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-FREE. News coming up about websites that have been seized for 17 months. What's happening with them? We'll tell you. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Today only, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.